3000 Iowa in Lawrence. Don't wait.
Nutsedge, watergrass, sedge, whatever you call it, it's still a nasty weed. Hi, I'm Ann.
And I'm Julie, and we're with Clinton Parkway Nursery. So what does this stuff look like?
Well, it grows faster than the rest of the grass. It has a light yellowish color, and it likes wet areas, but it'll grow just about anywhere.
I think I know what you're talking about. Those buggers are a real mess. So what can you do about it?
Well, High Yield has a product called Nutsedge Control. You just spray it on, and it'll kill the existing nut grass. It's the same ingredient as Sedge Hammer, only it's cheaper.
I'm for cheaper. Clinton Parkway at the corner of Clinton Parkway and Wakarusa. Look for the flowers on the roof.
We could all use a little stress relief. With less stress comes better sleep, increased relaxation, and overall better health. Let it all melt away at Massage Envy Spa and take advantage of our introductory rate of just $49 for a one-hour massage and $59 for a healthy skin facial. Massage Envy Spa is open 7 days a week, offering therapeutic massage and healthy skin facials. Call 841-2000 or walk in anytime at 6th and Wakarusa in Lawrence. Massage Envy Spa. Call 841-2000.
Are you looking for more value in your retirement living options? At Lawrence Presbyterian Manor, we understand the need to stretch your retirement dollars. That's why, for a limited time, we're offering special savings in independent living apartments. So if you have questions about retirement living or how to get more for less, just ask. Together, we'll find the answers. Visit us online at justaskpresbyterianmanors.com or call 841-4262 today.
Weather you can depend on with meteorologist John Weatherby, 1320 KLWN.
Morning low 69, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, then showers and thunderstorms becoming likely this afternoon, high of 80. Flash flood watch goes in effect 7 o'clock tonight. Occasional showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 10, some locally heavy rainfall. From the 1320 KLWN Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John Weatherby.
Mostly cloudy and 71 right now in Lawrence, and here at 1320 KLWN, it's radio you can depend on. At 9:10 on this Thursday morning, time now for the Lawrence Business Magazine. Here's your host, Anne Frame Herzog.
Thank you. Welcome to the Lawrence Business Magazine, where we have in-depth conversations to follow up on the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. And today I'm pleased to have Mr. Matt Llewellyn from the 23rd Street Brewery, the Boys and Girls Club, Leadership Lawrence, lots of different things on the show today. Good morning, Matt.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And right back from vacation, too.
Right back. This is my first official duty from having a week of absolutely doing nothing.
Awesome. Those are the best weeks.
Oh, there are. I mean, I had a cell phone and I had a computer, but I couldn't use really either one of them. Oh, could not talk.
That's great.
Couldn't
talk?
No, I couldn't talk. I couldn't talk on the cell phone. I could send texts, but they may go through, they may not. And then I started every conversation. Look, this is not going to work. I can't. And I had people calling. I mean, I get a ton of calls a day. I get a ton of texts a day. I get a million emails. And I just said, look, so the emails, I said, just forget it. Call the brewery if you need something.
Right.
And then
you've got competent people. They can handle
it. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So, and that's why I feel so comfortable leaving, because James and Justin and Amanda, they're awesome. And then, of course, my brewer, Russell, and my kitchen guys, Dustin and Chad, they totally do a great job. I can trust them, and I text every now and again. I texted Justin and James and Amanda, actually, and I texted them all. I mean, I kind of keep in somewhat contact, but
in case there's something emergency.
Yeah,
but
they you know, if they do 911 on my phone, then obviously I do check it a couple times a day when I go to Beaver Lake. But I totally feel comfortable.
That's
so
good.
It feels really good.
Well,
yeah.
Good. So now you're back.
Yes.
Up. Well, let's, you know, when we're on the show, we always talk about, a little bit of people's personal history with Lawrence, and then how they kind of got into their business. And as a small business owner, you know, how you kind of developed into that area. And you have a long history. I mean, you grew up in Lawrence.
I did. I grew up in Lawrence, born and raised here, loved it. Living here. Have you heard the story? Because that's exactly how I put it. I didn't have to leave, but had a year at KU, and they asked me to leave. They asked me to leave
the university.
That's correct. Yes, they did. they felt like I had too many distractions here. I don't really think they gave it that much thought. They just said, you suck, leave. We don't want you here anymore. We don't think you'll get your degree, so you might want to find a vocation. Anyway, so I went to Tahoe for what I thought was going to be a summer, just mm-hmm. to do a summer job and then come back and reevaluate and figure out what I was going to do. But I loved it. I loved going to Tahoe. I loved being out there and just working. Mm-hmm. And so I worked there for a couple years and really felt like my bosses, a couple mentors, and mm-hmm. when I worked out there, they were great to me and really gave me a lot of leadership and talked mm-hmm. to me about, you know, you need your degree. You need mm-hmm. to get your degree if you're going to go anywhere in the restaurant business. So go get your degree. And I had Nevada residency, so clearly UNLV was the right pick.
You started getting more of your focus on what you wanted to do.
Absolutely. And UNLV is a mm-hmm. great hotel restaurant. I mean, one of the best in the world. Great college for that.
And you're in Las Vegas.
And we're in Las Vegas, right? I mean, I was in Tahoe, but yeah. And so anyway, so it was a no-brainer. And so my buddy Hugh Carter, he and I were up in Tahoe together, and we made the move to Vegas together and then went to school together. And it was a great experience. And people wonder, you know, when I talk to kids or adults or anybody about going to college in Vegas, oh my God, what was that like? How did you even do any homework? And I was like, I really didn't. UNLV was a great college, but in all honesty, it wasn't as strict and it wasn't as hard as KU. It just wasn't. And primarily, I guess, because I was able to pass my classes at UNLV and I wasn't at KU.
Well, I don't think UNLV is known for its strict
I mean, maybe not. No, it's not the Cornell of the West Coast.
No, it's not. But you did learn a lot.
But the thing of it is we like to say that we're better than Cornell. Now, Cornell, for people who may or may not know, is really considered to be the top hotel management school in the country. And primarily, they've got a hotel on site. They manage it. They do all the work for it right there at Cornell. Clearly, Cornell, Ivy League school. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful, wonderful school. However, the thing that we always said at UNLV, yeah, those guys know how to come out and be CEOs of big hotel companies. Well, we know how to come out and actually know how to run a hotel.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah, I mean, we might really not be had more like
much more hands, much more done. Hands on, get the job done. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we certainly come out with a much bigger work ethic than they did out there. We actually needed practical work hours. They didn't, because they had a hotel. If they took their class in hotel management, running their hotel on site, then that was good enough, mm-hmm. but not us. We needed 1,040 hours of, practical experience in the hotel, restaurant, whatever it was, in the hospitality industry.
Now, when you're working on that, so that can be at any hotel in Vegas?
It could be anywhere. It could be any.
Have somebody sign off on hours,
right?
Or that kind of thing.
That's really all you need to do. You mm-hmm. just had to have somebody. And really, you could even use time cards. Mm-hmm. And I worked at...
what hotels did you work at?
Well, I worked at three places. I worked at Pizza Hut. I worked at TGI Fridays, and I worked at the Hotel Continental, which now is a terrible IRPS, I think. it's a dump. I mean, all honesty, it's a dump. It was a dump. But 99-cent breakfast after midnight, man.
They got a lot of people in there.
Oh, God, yeah. And it was two blocks from my house apartment, so I could walk to work, and it was great. I was right on campus. It was real close. Mm-hmm. And so it was but in all honesty, I will tell you, my working at what then was the Hotel Continental, I didn't learn anything working there. In all honesty, my best experience from work came during college working at TGI Fridays.
Okay.
And I was a cook,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, I'll tell you that I have such a huge respect for cooks and what they do, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. and chefs, and
that's great.
Because it is hard work, and especially mm-hmm. in a restaurant like that, extremely high volume, you're moving all the time, you're working in a 100-degree temperature environment, mm-hmm. and you're making food, you're making sure that the food looks and tastes great, mm-hmm. and you've got to be perfect in what you're doing. However, the environment you're working in can be brutal. Yeah. I was a broiler cook.
Wow, that's
and I was
120-degree temperature.
Well, right, and not to mention the fact that the broiler was right next to a brick wall, and so on my end of the kitchen it was like an oven. I was at the end, mm-hmm. so if I wanted to get off the line, I'd have to walk the entire distance of the line. I mean, it was brutally hot where I worked, but. And I really wasn't very good at it either. However, I mean, I figured it out. I mean, I eventually got it. I mean, I learned how to do it. But it's extremely hard work. And, I just learned a lot doing it.
And I would think they're working in a kitchen like that, really learning the business from the ground up, especially at TGA Fridays, which from what I understand, they have a lot of systems in place and management things for timing and making sure things kind of come when you get the information from the waitresses, the timing, the consistency, that really keeping a level of quality.
Right. And they're one of those companies. They are a systems checklist oriented mm-hmm. company.
Right.
They have got checklists for their checklists. I mean, they literally do. And you have to do things exactly the correct mm-hmm. way. Now, that's probably a philosophy that you have mm-hmm. to have if you have a company as large as TGI Fridays or mm-hmm. Applebee's or Houlihan's or mm-hmm. whatever it may be. However, my belief is, and actually we had a class about this, that a theory, mm-hmm. a hotel restaurant theory class. And and it took us a month to figure out what the teacher wanted us to figure out was that systems were much better than having a sous chef and having cooks who could be creative and work. And I understand she was coming from a corporate philosophy, mm-hmm. which I get it. I totally understand it. And you have to set recipes and set exact ways to do things. There's no question about mm-hmm. that. But you also, I never want the people in my who work with me to lose who they are and their individuality and be robots. Mm-hmm.
I can understand that.
You want and
creativity.
You've
there's
got to
creativity in the kitchen,
right?
Too.
And the thing of it is you're not. We're not working with robots. We're working human beings, and so while this. And I hated this class, by the way. And the teacher was, I will tell you one thing. She has never worked on a kitchen line ever.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know that specifically. I didn't mm-hmm. ever have a conversation with the woman outside of class, but you looked at her and you knew this woman is all books. Mm-hmm. Everything she knows, everything she's understands comes from a book. It doesn't come from actually working.
From practical experience.
Right, exactly. Right. And she had none. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. No question. Anyway, wow, I'm digressing. But
one of the things, like when as a manager too, it's like I was into my son. I said you have to know the rules and learn the rules before you can break the rules. And so, in a manage to me is like learning a structure and learning a system that structured, like, okay, that's how it runs. Now I can figure out how I want to do mine because I know how that system works. Now
sure.
I can create my own system.
Sure. Well, and the way, I guess the way it works at my restaurant specifically, and you may say you can't do that with the heart of the house, with the kitchen guys, because they do need to make things exactly this,
People expect the same thing.
Expect the same thing, do it exactly the same way. And that is probably about 90% true, mm-hmm. but the big thing is you have to know their strengths and their weaknesses, and you have to know that one cook is not going to be able to do the same thing another cook is going to be, and you need mm-hmm. to manage those strengths and weaknesses to make sure that you're always putting out a great product in a timely manner. but it really comes into play in the front of the house with the servers.
Okay.
And this is something that I don't know that people know or even care about. Mm-hmm. But when I talk to my servers, I don't give them step by step what exactly to do to create a great guest experience. What I do is I tell them, I want the guest to love you, and then you figure out how to get there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And now, granted, yes, there's got to be training, and we have a week long training process, mm-hmm. and then before they totally get out, they have to sit down and talk with me, and they've got to actually wait on me, and we go through the whole waiting experience and what it's like, and mm-hmm. and I've had experiences. Completely different experiences from people who are going through trying to become a server that are completely different, mm-hmm. but both great.
Yeah,
and it can be any number. And you've been out to eat. You know what I'm talking about.
I do, definitely.
The couple things that are you got to have servers who care about it,
mm-hmm.
who want to make the guests love you,
yeah.
and who love being there. Because if they don't love being there, if they don't love working at 23rd Street Brewery, they're not going to love serving people, right. and taking care of them. So that's what I try to encourage. Demand. They have to love working here.
Well, we're going to talk more about the 23rd Street Brewery and come back after this break and with Matt Llewellyn.
1320 KLWN, radio you can depend on.
Does your loved one suffer from memory loss that disrupts daily life? This may be early warning signs of Alzheimer's and dementia that needs to be addressed. Brought to you by Allie's Village Memory Care Homes, where the focus is your family. Allie'sVillageHomes.com.
So in a nutshell, don't boil the ocean, just peel back the onion, get granular, and go gangbusters. Capiche?
U.S. Bank business bankers know that your business isn't a cliche. It's your livelihood. You want a banker who speaks your language and provides real solutions to help manage cash flow, payments, and growth.
When the rubber meets the road, take a deeper dive, cast a wider net, and check the bandwidth in your wheelhouse.
What are you talking about?
Now that's the $64,000 question.
A U.S. Bank business quick loan offers rates as low as 2.49% APR for equipment, vehicles, and more. So you can take advantage of competitive rates to grow your business.
So think outside the box. The scenery only changes for the lead dog.
Call U.S. banker Terry Pippert at 785-865-0231 for straight business talk that makes sense for your business. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Offer subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply. Rates subject to change daily. Promotional rate applies to loans up to 80% LTV and terms up to 36 months. Rate assumes automatic payment from a U.S. Bank business checking account. See banker or usbank.com for details. Member FDIC.
What's on the table?
The 800-pound gorilla.
Get the same treatment the pros get at Laird Noller's Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center at 23rd in Alabama, where you'll find service while you wait on all makes and models, weekend and evening hours, and a factory-trained pit crew. Plus, the competitive prices that you deserve with their low price tire guarantee. Laird Noller Quick Lane will beat any price on the 13 major tire brands they sell. Get what you'd expect from expert service and see why life is better in the Quick Lane at Laird Noller Automotive in Lawrence.
Hello, it's Adam Ritchie with LED Source in Lawrence. As a business owner like you, I appreciate the importance of reducing costs. LED lighting technology now gives you the opportunity to reduce operating and maintenance costs associated with your lighting. Let me show you the impact that switching to LED lighting can have on your bottom line. For instance, LED lighting can cost up to 85% less to operate than incandescent lights. Call me at 856-9-LED. Your future is very bright at LED Source. LEDSourceLawrence.com.
For all those tricky and not so tricky computer problems, call UNI Computers, Lawrence's true computer repair, at 841-4611. Or check them out online at UNIComputers.com. That's UNIComputers.com.
What an evening. Dinner, dancing, everything was great until we got home.
I couldn't see a thing. It's not like I wanted to break my arm.
That's when I called ES Lighting.
ES Lighting is your outdoor lighting specialist. Whether you're updating exterior lighting on your home or garage, adding lighting for safety on walkways, or ambience to entertaining areas, ES Lighting has everything you need, including expert advice. ES Lighting, 724 Connecticut in Lawrence, and at eslightingshop.com. Lighting the way since 1964.
Unless you built your air conditioner or heater yourself, you need River City Heating and Cooling. If you're like most, you don't know how to properly service and maintain your home's air conditioner or heater. That's why you need River City Heating and Cooling. They have the expertise to get the job done, and done right. This family-owned local business keeps the overhead down so they can keep the cost down for you. Call River City Heating and Cooling today before you need them at 841-2665.
You're on the go. Your time is valuable. You need a fountain drink? Or maybe a made-to-order sandbar sub? Or maybe a fresh, hot, made-to-order breakfast? You can get it all at the drive-thru at the Zarco Oasis at 6th and Florida. Gum, mints, candy bars, tobacco, Band-Aids, batteries, whatever you need without leaving your car. Drive-thru convenience store, the only one in Lawrence at the Zarco 66 Oasis at 6th and Florida. You can get anything from the Oasis drive-thru that we have inside. See for yourself at the Zarco 66 Oasis at 6th and Florida. Look for the Oasis palm tree at 6th and Florida in Lawrence.
1320 KLWN, radio you can depend on.
At 9:29 on this Thursday morning, current temperature is 72 degrees. You're listening to the Lawrence Business Magazine. Once again, your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
Good morning. I'm here with Matt Llewellyn, and we're discussing the 23rd Street Brewery.
Kind of whatever. We're discussing whatever we want. There's no guidelines here. I'm going off on a tangent. Which is what I normally do, so that's okay.
You've got some good tangents, but I wanted to ask you too. Then you got this great, you had this incredible career in Las Vegas. You learned what you want to do in a restaurant and not.
It was no career. It was a big party, and I'm just fortunate that I came out with it with a degree. I survived. I've got a degree, and I didn't gamble my life away.
That is good. How did you come into though that now you're away from Lawrence, come back to this community and get and decide, and how did you
my
how did
first
you start the 23rd Street Brewery?
My first job was out of college was the Old Spaghetti Factory, and they actually
Are they even around anymore?
Yeah, they are, but in selected areas.
Yeah, I used to have in Hollywood. I went to the Old Spaghetti Factory
in Hollywood.
There used to be one on like Melrose or something.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess I knew that. Because they were big in Southern California. There were quite a few of them in Southern California. Yeah. Okay. Which was actually really cool. So my first business trip when I was a senior in college was the Spaghetti Factory flew me out to L.A. to shadow a manager for a day. And it was really cool.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun.
And I mean, it was like a recruiting trip because they wanted me to work for them. And the great thing about UNLV is there's a huge desire and need for restaurant managers around the country. Mm-hmm. And so you have companies that actually just come there really trying to get the graduates to come work for them, no matter what the situation. And just so long as they didn't look at my transcript, I was all good. 'Cause I was very involved in everything that was going on in the school. I knew all the teachers. I knew all the head administrators. I was involved in the hotel association, which is the club to be involved in.
Okay.
And I was involved in all of their sub clubs that they had. I mean, I did a lot of stuff. I was very active. And so was Hugh. Hugh Carter was insane active.
We're doing
the same thing. Uh-huh. He ended up staying in Vegas and staying in the hotel side of things. I was more restaurant oriented. That's kind of where it led me, and I didn't know what. But the Spaghetti Factory, they recruited me. They wanted me to come, so I was like, cool. So, but my first recruiting trip was a trip to L.A., which that was pretty darn cool. Anyway, so after I graduated, went to Denver working for the Old Spaghetti Factory, and I was there for 6 months, and then they moved me to Kansas City.
Oh, okay.
So I worked there for about...
That made your dad happy.
Yeah. I mean, I was closer to home. It was really... I mean, it was great. It's really what I wanted. I wanted to be closer to home. And so... And I knew there was all kinds of opportunities in Kansas City in the restaurant business. And so... anyway, so I worked there for 6 months. And then a roundabout kind of way, I jumped ship from Old Spaghetti Factory and went to Applebee's.
Okay.
They paid a lot more money. And so that was really kind of cool. And then worked there for two and a half, 3 years. And then I worked for Old Chicago.
Okay.
And Old Chicago was a company that I Absolutely loved. I totally felt great about it. Great about the company, their philosophy, and then really most of my core beliefs and core ways I run my business is what I learned in the early days of Old Chicago.
Okay.
And also from Ken Blanchard, who he's the author of The 1 Minute Manager.
Okay.
And Raving Fans and Gung Ho and Leadership by the Book. Anyway, I'm kind of a disciple of Ken Blanchard as far as his philosophies on how to run a business. And he does a lot of his things that he does is focused on the service industry or has a, and a lot of the things he does is Raving Fans is the perfect one. Raving Fans is my book. I mean, it is
about how to keep that the people coming back basically.
Right. Absolutely. And really creating, creating a great environment for your guests.
Mm-hmm.
And
that has to start with having a good environment for your employees.
Absolutely.
Aren't happy, then your guests aren't going to be happy.
Absolutely. And that's and that really is what Gung Ho is all about too. Mm-hmm. But Raving Fan touches on the employee situation as well. But anyway, I'm a Ken Blanchard disciple. Okay. So I work for Old Chicago. Now, I did take about a year where I didn't work for Old Chicago, and that was probably the best. Another great year of growth for me, because I learned how not to run a restaurant. I left Old Chicago because a new company came to town, Kansas City, called the Italian Oven. And I was not a general manager at the time with Old Chicago. I did not know when I was going to be a general manager at the time. And you really kind of have to be a general manager to make a decent living in the restaurant business when you're working for a company. And so When they came to town, I said, look, the only way I'm going to come to work for you is if I'm a general manager. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had good experience. And the only way I was going to work for them was as a general manager. And so they hired me. And it was the absolutely worst experience of my life. They were the worst people to work with. They did not value their employees in any way, shape, or form.
You can learn a lot from those experiences. I've had a couple of those, and that's
it was brutal.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
You learn what you don't want to do. That's for sure.
Yeah, and it was just, it was a recipe for failure, totally, complete and total recipe for failure. And clearly, they failed. I mean, they're not around anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I fortunately Old Chicago took me back, and I was with Old Chicago for 10 years.
Okay,
and they're a different company now than they were when I worked with them.
They've been sold and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But man, they were a great company. And anyway, and I knew that when I was in Denver working for the Old Spaghetti Factory, we always used to go to Rock Bottom Brewery on the 16th Street Mall in downtown Denver, still there and probably always will be. I mean, at least for the foreseeable future anyway. Mm-hmm. Great, great restaurant. And I always thought to myself, if I open my own place, this is what I'd like it to be like. And the 23rd Street Brewery it's similar. I mean, there are a lot of similarities. I mean, clearly the brewery aspect, but it's an iconic building. To me, it's the coolest building in Lawrence. And I guess that architecturally, it is just. It is a really, really cool building.
It is. And if people haven't been in there, first of all, wherever they've been, they have to go to your restaurant. But it is, from the outside, it doesn't seem that way. But when you go in, the space inside with the vats and stuff, it's got a lot of character. It's really very warm and cozy, but big at the same time.
Right. Exactly. And it's not, it's not historic in any way, shape, or form. Although it does have a lot of history.
Yeah.
As most people know, the first guy who tried to run it as the Sports Page Brewery tried to blow it up.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I did not know that.
Oh my God!
That
happened
when I must have happened before I got here. That's
that
awesome.
That was like the first, I think, and I always mess up the story. I don't really know the story.
Well, just tell a good story. Nobody
else. Well, but the big deal is the first guy who opened it. He was in $2 million in debt. He owed everybody, and he owes everybody. He still owes people. Okay. But he, one night, he left the gas on and I think was just hoping that the next morning somebody would come in and light a match or a spark or something, and the whole place would go up. And I've had different stories, different things that people told me, that it was his wife that was the first person to walk in the door. I've also had somebody tell me it was a guy from J.E. Dunn Construction that walked in. His construction foreman was the guy who walked in. Whoever it was, that first person could smell gas out in the parking lot. And then when they walked, and then when they opened the door, they were overcome with the smell of gas. Immediately went, called 911, everything evacuated, and fortunately the building is still there.
The building,
the fire department said at the time they evacuated the whole entire shopping center, and mm-hmm. from what I understand, they evacuated about a half mile around that building. And what they said that if that thing would have gone off, it clearly would have leveled the 23rd Street Brewery, and it probably would have potentially leveled the whole shopping center. I mean, scary. Well, because you just think that space, that huge space filled with natural gas.
Yeah. And it's a bomb.
Yeah. I mean, it was filling up for 10 hours. So anyway.
What a jerk.
Yeah. 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 Oh, so then he took off.
Yeah.
So he took off and he's now living in the Middle East somewhere.
Okay.
But anyway, so that's how. So that
so now historically, the bank owns it.
Historically, well, no, fortunately, roundabout kind of way, I own it.
Yeah,
so
well, you own it now, but did the bank take it over? Then I would assume. Somebody else buy it.
There were another buyers. The Dunn Investments out of Wichita bought it, the building, and then they had a couple of other operators mm-hmm. that ran it. And
but you're right. But now you bought it, the building actually. Fairly recently, right?
That's correct. Yes. So when I bought the business originally with some great investors, help from some great investors around town, we bought the business, and we worked it hard. I mean, mm-hmm. me and James has been with me for almost the whole time. Dustin has been there the whole time with me. Justin came on very short. Justin and Amanda both came on very shortly after. So the core group, the five of us have been together there the whole time. And
that's great. How long have you had the brewery now?
Well, I've been a part of it. Even when it was as a 75th Street Brewery, started in 04.
Okay.
So it will be.
So you're almost at your 10-year anniversary.
Almost at 10 years. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And then I bought it roughly 2 years after that.
Okay.
And then bought it with my investors. I was a partner with 75th Street Breweries. I bought into it with them. But then a couple years later, I took it all over.
And that's when you changed the name and stuff.
And that's when we changed the name.
Is that like 2006?
I need to do my math. I never can ever really truly remember. But yeah, roughly 2006. Mm-hmm. And then... And we've worked it hard ever since. But then it was a struggle working with our landlord. Jack, when I first took it over, Jack Rose was the person I dealt with all the time. And Jack, wonderful, wonderful man. Love Jack Rose. He and Martha are wonderful, wonderful people. And were so great to work with. True partners in my business. And Jack always, mm-hmm. I knew that Jack always cared about me and cared about my business and wanted me to succeed.
That's great.
And so I felt really great about working with Jack. And then, but Jack was older and needed to get out of running that business, his management business mm-hmm. of the properties. And so then his nephew took over.
A different philosophy.
A little bit of a different philosophy, okay. Yes. So it was a struggle after I stopped dealing with Jack.
Mm-hmm.
But it was great. It ended up being great because then I was able to buy the business from him.
Mm-hmm.
And he made it possible. I mean, the nephew made it possible, but Jack, I'm indebted to Jack and Martha. I mean,
That's
they
great.
They really they were wonderful people to work with, and I really just have the utmost respect for them, and were wonderful people. And anyway, and I know that they were influential in letting me purchase that building, and my sister and I own the building, and that it,
that's great.
When once we did that, we got out from an incredible amount of debt that the business had, and but it's a great, great situation.
That's so great. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit, as we were talking about, kind of some of the other things, like now just having the business, kind of what kind of leadership it takes, and as a business in this community, how you feel, what the importance of being part of this community is, when we come back after the break.
Okay, great.
1320 KLWN, radio you can depend on. 1320 KLWN is taking it to the streets with Kim Murphree.
Taking it to the sidewalks and bikeways, City of Lawrence Transportation Planner Jessica Mortinger says her office is listening.
One of the things that we hear a lot through our public participation process is this need for multimodal consideration for transportation infrastructure. So what I mean by that is consideration of not only just building roadway networks, but building networks for people to bicycle and to walk in our community. Because even if we don't realize it, we're all pedestrians.
Now, statistics are needed for the design.
Well, how many people are going to use this? How can we predict what the area of use is going to be? Where do we need facilities? What type of facilities maybe are used more than other facilities? And the best way to do that is for us to document some trends in bicycle and pedestrian demand.
The city is looking for volunteers to help with the count. For more information, log on to lawrenceks.org.
Taking it to the streets with Kim Murphree, 1320 KLWN, radio you can depend on.
Unless you built your air conditioner or heater yourself, you need River City Heating and Cooling. If you're like most, you don't know how to properly service and maintain your home's air conditioner or heater. That's why you need River City Heating and Cooling. They have the expertise to get the job done, and done right. This family-owned local business keeps the overhead down so they can keep the cost down for you. Call River City Heating and Cooling today before you need them at 841-2665.
So in a nutshell, don't boil the ocean, just peel back the onion, get granular, and go gangbusters. Capiche?
U.S. Bank business bankers know that your business isn't a cliche. It's your livelihood. You want a banker who speaks your language and provides real solutions to help manage cash flow, payments, and growth.
When the rubber meets the road, take a deeper dive, cast a wider net, and check the bandwidth in your wheelhouse.
What are you talking about?
Now that's the $64,000 question.
A U.S. Bank business quick loan offers rates as low as 2.49% APR for equipment, vehicles, and more. So you can take advantage of competitive rates to grow your business.
So think outside the box. The scenery only changes for the lead dog.
Call U.S. banker Terry Pippert at 785-865-0231. For straight business talk that makes sense for your business. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Offer subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply. Rates subject to change daily. Promotional rate applies to loans up to 80% LTV and terms up to 36 months. Rate assumes automatic payment from a U.S. Bank business checking account. See banker or usbank.com for details. Member FDIC.
What's on the table?
The 800-pound gorilla.
You're on the go. Your time is valuable. Need a fountain drink? Or maybe a made-to-order sandbar sub? Or maybe a fresh, hot, made-to-order breakfast? You can get it all at the drive-thru at the Zarco Oasis at 6th and Florida. Gum, mints, candy bars, tobacco, Band-Aids, batteries, whatever you need without leaving your car. Drive-thru convenience store, the only one in Lawrence, at the Zarco 66 Oasis at 6th and Florida. You can get anything from the Oasis drive-thru that we have inside. See for yourself at the Zarco 66 Oasis at 6th and Florida. Look for the Oasis palm tree at 6th and Florida in Lawrence.
Weather you can depend on with meteorologist John Weatherby, 1320 KLWN.
Morning low 69, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, then showers and thunderstorms becoming likely this afternoon, high of 80. Flash flood watch goes in effect 7 o'clock tonight. Occasional showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 10, some locally heavy rainfall. From the 1320 KLWN Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John Weatherby.
Mostly cloudy and 71 right now in Lawrence. You're listening to 1320 KLWN. It's radio you can depend on. And the Lawrence Business Magazine now continues. Once again, your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
I'm here with Matt Llewellyn. And I just want to let our listeners know that the Lawrence Business Magazine is published quarterly and available online at thelawrencebusinessmagazine.com and around town at the Hy-Vee and the Merck and other convenient merchants around town. You can also follow us on Facebook, where you can find updates and information on the radio show and magazine. But in our effort to keep our encourage an open dialogue, we ask that you put your name on it. So, Matt, speaking of Before we left, we were talking about the 23rd Street Brewery and kind of now it's your company. But one of the ways I know you is other than eating at your fabulous restaurant, which, by the way, I have to say, has my favorite beer, Crimson Fog. I love it.
Oh, good. I think I'm going to have that at the after hours tonight.
Okay.
Well, I know I'm going to.
Okay.
The chamber after hours at HCCI.
Okay.
In the United Way building. I'm catering that, so I'm going to have I will have Crimson Fog there.
Great. Well, one of the things, the first couple of times they were like, because like Crimson Fog also the awesome name. And they're like, oh, no, but we have our Irish ale. I'm like, our Irish red ale. I'm like, that's the one I want.
That's it. That's it.
So, but when you have to tell them, though, when they're at KU events, they should always call it Crimson Fog because then people will drink it more.
Well, I like to use the full, I like to call it Crimson Fog Irish Red Ale. That's what I like to call it because that's its real name. However, it is much easier to call it Crimson Fog.
Uh-huh.
But
then people
but bartenders tend who don't know it specifically say this Irish red.
I know.
Or this is the red.
I know. And I like, it's boring.
It is.
That's not interesting.
Okay, I hear you.
So
I hear you. Right. Okay, we'll do it.
Site.
We'll do it. Great.
So, but now when you're, because you do a lot of catering around town, you've done some stuff for us too. But one of the things too, is I know that you've been involved. We were talking about leadership and running a small company. I know you've been involved with Leadership Lawrence and also with the Boys and Girls Club. So I know that's part of your personal self. Just
well,
being
but
involved,
I mean,
but
it's,
as a company,
absolutely. I mean, the thing of it is I mean, we talked a lot about what I do within my four walls.
Right.
I mean, there's no question. You've got to have great food. You've got to have great service, and you have to have that. If you don't, you're not going to be in business. And so,
and then you can't give back if you're not in business.
absolutely. But another core belief of mine is that you've got to embrace the community you're in. And Lawrence makes it easy for me to embrace this community because I love it so much. I mean, born and raised here. I love Lawrence. And I want to do things for the community. I want to do it, and I love doing it. And I'm on the board of the Boys and Girls Club. I love working with the Boys and Girls Club.
They do a fabulous job.
I mean, it's such a great organization, and I'm on the board of three organizations,
mm-hmm.
Boys and Girls Club, Leadership Lawrence, which I talk about tons. I talk about those two a lot.
Yeah.
The other one happens to be HCCI, which is having its business after hours today, which Housing and Consumer Credit.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, because I think that's a little more of that's a harder concept to get.
It's nothing that you can really wrap your arms around.
Right.
You can wrap your arms around the Boys and Girls Club pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Anything involving kids.
Mm-hmm.
Leadership Lawrence, I work with three groups that I love working with them because mm-hmm. I know what good things they do. Clearly, you know what the Boys and Girls Club does.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a mystery. The mystery is how big it is and how important it is in this city.
Yeah, they've been on the show. It's amazing.
I don't think people realize the impact that has with this community. Leadership Lawrence is not quite as well known. It's a little harder, but the name says it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's about leadership in Lawrence and working in the community to create leaders and to get people involved in the community events
mm-hmm.
and community organizations and giving back to the community. And that's what Leadership Lawrence is all about.
Mm-hmm.
HCCI is helping people who've gotten into debt. I mean, mm-hmm. that's really, and I'm not the best person to talk to about it because it's not, I can't say it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't articulate it as well as I probably should, being on the board. But it is, you know, in 2007, when the housing problem happened in this country,
right.
and people lost so much money, and everybody around the country lost
mm-hmm.
money, and people saw their 401ks go to nothing, and they had credit card debt, or they were mortgaged above what their house was worth.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get out of it? Well, you get out of it by bailing out and just saying, "Well, okay, bye, bank. You've got my house now. I'm gone."
Yeah, it was.
HCCI is about changing people's mindsets. It's like, look, this is my obligation. This is what I owe. Mm-hmm. I need to work to try to correct this. And they help you get into that situation. Now, is it easy? No. It is not an easy way out. Walking away from your obligations is an easy way out. But
it usually just ends up complicating the situation.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
People think
it's
easy.
Absolutely.
At the beginning, but it just makes life worse.
Yeah. And there are all kinds of different reasons for people getting themselves into situations. Mm-hmm. And not necessarily all their fault.
Right.
I mean, certainly in this country, it's very easy to point the finger at Wall Street. Mm-hmm. And big bankers in New York City mm-hmm. who are making
people
millions and billions of dollars in bonuses.
Still are.
Absolutely. when lower Americans can't afford their house. I mean, anyway, sorry, another topic for another day. But HCCI is there to help people manage their finances better. And it's a nonprofit organization. They're in it to help people who need help.
So people that, from what I understand too, is like, it's helping people though to figure out a way to help them keep their house and get out of debt, right?
It's absolutely.
It's about helping people keep their homes instead of getting kicked out of their homes by the bank.
Absolutely.
Or by themselves walking away or a bank kicking them out. It's
right.
Helping them working with, I think you're working with financial institutions too, right? To help people keep these people in their homes.
Uh-huh. Without declaring bankruptcy.
Right.
Because they could declare bankruptcy and then they get to keep their house. Mm-hmm. I mean, in most cases. But also credit card debt. If people have an enormous mm-hmm. amount of credit card debt and they need to get out of it, but they need an advocate. They need an advocate to help them work with the credit card companies to try to get on a program. And the credit card companies, they're on board with it mm-hmm. because they'd rather collect their money.
Right.
Versus and what they do is they just eliminate the, what HCCI does is they have it all worked out where in one scenario, you could be paying 20% interest on your credit card mortgage. Well, they'd knock it down to
7%. That's ridiculous.
That's actually manageable mm-hmm. if you continue to make your payments and
right.
do what you're supposed to do.
Well, I think that's interesting because you see all these, so the HCCI, so they should probably, I think that's at the United Way building. People could probably find it online. We'll put our link to that along with the Boys and Girls Club and stuff on our site. But one of the things I find interesting because there's a lot of also companies out there trying to take advantage of people that are already in a bad situation.
Right.
Who have already
And who charge you for their services.
Yes.
Now, HCCI, they have you do have to pay, it's like a $25 deal. Mm-hmm. It's nothing outrageous, but you pay them to have that initial consultation. And then you don't pay them. You don't pay them for their services.
They need to run credit reports and things like that. So they have
expenses. They have expenses.
They have expenses.
Absolutely.
So they need a little bit of stuff to make sure people are really committed
And now, and here in Lawrence, there's only one paid staffer, and she's a part time gal.
That's a lot of work.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, and especially for people, the people who come see her, you know, they're in a bad situation mm-hmm. but she's invaluable, the help that she can give them. And
That's great.
A lot of times it's just talking to somebody who's not a relative mm-hmm. or who's not a friend.
Right. Somebody that knows, understands this, how to
exactly,
help.
Exactly. And they have a program all in place to help people get out of whatever type of situation they're in.
That's great.
And also, and help people work with their landlords. If they've got a landlord dispute of some mm-hmm. kind of way, they're there to help you with that situation or again, help you with the bank and your house and your mortgage. I mean,
that's great,
but all about helping people with that. But anyway, so that's, but from a philosophy, I want to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. I want to share myself with Lawrence and I'll always, and a lot of it is too, I'm always quick to tell people that I work with 23rd Street Brewery.
And you have it on your shirt.
I have it on my shirt. My car, it's all over my car. You rarely see me without a logo somewhere close to my proximity.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should be proud of it.
I'm always carrying the banner, mm-hmm. the 23rd Street banner high. And I always love to tell people about my business and what we do. But giving back to the community is part of what we do.
That's great. And you do. And I love seeing you at all these events. You're helping out. And the 23rd Street Brewery, we love going there. We love drinking, having a beer.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that very much.
The cod.
And I know. I see you there a lot.
It's also really convenient. So, but it's got a great atmosphere, and you guys do a great job, and you do have wonderful servers. And
well, thank you very much.
So thank you. Thanks for keeping giving back to the community. We're lucky. We're glad you came back to Lawrence.
Well, me too. I'm happy to be back in Lawrence. Absolutely. So,
well, thank you very much, Matt. I will. Our listeners can get the link to the 23rd Street Brewery. If you can't find it, it's 23brew.com, isn't it?
Brew23.com. But you know what? But I'm a huge proponent of Google. Just Google 23rd Street Brew, and then that'll get you there.
Okay.
But if you Google 23rd Street Brewery, it'll be the top link on Google.
Great. And then we'll also put links to HCC and the Boys and Girls Club underneath there too. So
great.
People want to get some more information about those things. So I want to say thank you everybody for joining us. We're also available online at lawrencebusinessmagazine.com. And again, you can like us on Facebook. Every Thursday morning, we're here at 9 a.m. on 1320 KLWN, redefining the concept of business.
Thank you, Ann. At 9:59, we're headed off to top of the hour news coming up next here on 1320 KLWN. It's radio you can depend on. Current conditions mostly cloudy, 73 right now, an 8-mile-hour wind from the northeast.
News, sports, and weather on 1320 KLWN Lawrence, radio you can depend on.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. There's been arguing in court at Fort Hood, where a judge has ruled